Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Well, music. Okay, well, we're just going to begin the show. I was trying to get the music started, but I'm having a little bit of a problem. Hi, Brendan. Well, I'm trying to get you guys in. Hi, Brenda. Hi, Brenda.
Hello.
I got you in. Sorry
okay.
for the delay, folks. I was trying to get my music up, but anyway, we're on board. Welcome to In the Studio with Linus. This is Sunday, March 1st, and, of course, our show today is about free advertising. And so we're going to give people a chance to promote whatever their business, their website, or radio, whatever that it is, and this is me giving back to Black History Month. I was unable to do this last month, so we're doing it the first Sunday of March, and I hope everyone is on board and ready to tell the world what you're doing, and hopefully it may boost sales or, you know, give you a bigger audience. I'd like to say right quick is I have a business. It's called the Essence of Success Network, and I have 6 shows that come on during the week. On Sunday, of course, is my show In the Studio with Linus. And on Tuesday is Bring Your Own Brilliance with Brenda. That show begins at 11 a.m. And, in fact, last week it was Tracking Your Goals, so you sure want to turn in and check her out. On Wednesday is Free Psychic Readings. That begins at 3 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, 6 o'clock Eastern Time. On Thursdays, we have Filmcology with Brenda, and I believe this month we're going to be talking about Aliens, that particular trilogy, I guess. And then Friday is Traffic Jam Friday, 30 minutes of music. So when you leave work, hopefully you leave with a smile, and when you get home, you got love in your heart. But you'll be jamming in the car while you're going. And then Saturday is 2 o'clock, that's time, 3 o'clock Central Time, 2 o'clock Pacific Time, is Time to Love by Lydia. She had a wonderful show. I missed it yesterday, was What Does Love Have to Do with It? And she also had an excellent show, if you want to go back 1 week, on Are You Worthy? Very, very good show. So anyway, that's the network system. Now, when you go to my website, you will see my book, Are You Ready? If you want to listen to the radio shows, they're all listed on the essenceofsuccess.com. Theessenceofsuccess.com. You can go on and listen to any of the radio shows, current or archive shows. Also, you'll find prayers in there. I've composed prayers and put them together, and there's instructions. It's real easy. If you go by it, your prayers will be answered, and these are guaranteed prayers. I know that they work. Okay, and let me see. Oh, and also on my website, you can get the monthly horoscopes every month, and the yearly horoscope is already posted from January, what's going to happen throughout the year. So that's that for the website. And Brenda, did you have anything?
No, I think you covered everything.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure. Yeah. That's for
all
Essence
right.
of Success. Because you covered both sites, right?
Right. The Essence of Success.
Blog Talk, yeah.
.com and then Blog Talk, the Essence of Success Network. Yes.
Right.
Okay, well, let's begin. And y'all bear with me. I don't have but one good arm. My other arm's got bursitis. Ha! Huh? Area code 941. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda. Who's this?
Well, this is David Capers out of Sarasota, Florida, part of the Triple Threat in full effect.
Well, hello, Dave the Rave. How are you doing? I listened to his show, y'all. I'll let him go ahead. It's very good.
Thank you. We do several shows during the week, myself and my colleague, Brenda White. On Thursdays, I start out with the Razor Blade Express, and that's the Thursday Throwdown. And coming up behind me, that lady of Mike, Miss Brenda White out of Sumter, South Carolina. Up All Night with Brenda White. And out of Chicago, Illinois, we have the one, the only DJ, Tony Sanchez, and that I, Other Storm. And then Friday nights, we have 12 uninterrupted hours of music.
Ooh, nice.
Oh, and it's good, too. Oh, yeah, I'm telling y'all, the listening audience, check it out. My favorite is Thursday and Friday night, but I done got hip to Saturday. But I'm telling you, their chat room is off the chain, y'all. Not only are you listening to the music and making comments or whatever, but whatever the talk is going on, it's just lively. It's a lot of fun. It's not just listening to
the chat
music,
room
you
can
fun.
Be wild and woolly at times. And I have a few more additional shows. I do shows during the week, Tuesday nights through Friday nights at 6 p.m., Mondays at noon Eastern time. And Saturday night is a Saturday night shout-out, and we do Double Trouble, and I go back-to-back with DJ Tony Sanchez.
Okay, and what time is that on Saturday?
Yeah, on Saturday, that's from 8 to 11 Eastern, and Tony's show is from 11 till 3 Eastern time. Well, yeah, Eastern time.
Okay. Okay. It's a good show, Triple Threat. I tell anybody, go in. I just by fluke and I became part of the family. It's just really good, all three shows. So Dave, would you say that again on what network that they can find you and the nights one
you
more
can
time?
Find us, okay, you can find us at Spreaker.com, and you can hit us up on the web pages. It's called A Triple Threat in Full Effect, r/ Up All Night with Brenda White. You find us there. You can get in the chat by going to Spreaker.com/ The Razor Blade Express r/ The Brenda White Shows, and you'll find everybody there. And we'll meet you in the chat room. And I'm quite sure that Brenda's about to call in because I just talked to her a few minutes and she was trying to get in touch with you also.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. Okay.
Love well, that voice.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, yes, well, we're glad to have you, you know, because have been in the chat room on most of our shows, and we really appreciate you. You're like family to us, and we really enjoy your company.
Oh, I enjoy y'all, too, because it's nothing but family. It's really good. It's I would say it's empowering as far as knowledge, too. Because he also has people come in the chat with to educate you about some music entertainers or background, which is good. So it's enjoyable time, fun, and learning, too. Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the reason I try to play the music that I do. I try to bring back musical history because I played most of the music from the 50s, the 60s, the 70s, 80s, all the way up to the 90s. And we kind of dwell in that realm and try to give you all the info that we can that's knowledgeable. And Brenda, what she does, sometimes she finds those same entertainers that's still around, and she lends up to you them on her show, which is Up All Night with Brenda White on Thursday nights, 9 to 1 o'clock in the morning.
There you go. There you go.
Wow.
Yeah, 9:30 be 8:30 our time, I think. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that is so great. Well, thank you, Dave. Was that it? Now go on to the next call.
Oh,
probably
yeah.
Was Brenda.
Thank you for having me.
Well, Dave, did you have a website address?
Yes. Just like I said, you can get in touch with me by way of Facebook. That's where we always hang out at, Facebook. And my name is David Capers. You can find me on the Razor Blade Express. I also have a way there, the Razor Blade Express, Facebook.com/ The Razor Blade Express. You'll find me.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Okay. Thank you. All right. And then we're going to go to the next call. Thank you so much, Dave.
You're welcome.
Next call, area code 803. You're on the line with Linus and Brenda.
Linus about damn time.
It's my girl.
Minnie, what's up? It's Brenda White.
I know, Master. Oh, it's on now. Sookie.
Yeah, I thought I'd start off with starting some mess, you know. About damn time. I'm sitting here listening to David Capers go on and on and on, and I think I called in before him. So I think it's a bit of a male chauvinism, something going on.
I'm sorry, boo. I'm long-winded. You know how I
am. I am the leg of Spreaker's Triple Threat in full effect, the white woman herself, Brenda White. How y'all doing?
We're doing fine. Doing fine.
You know,
about
I thought...
Your blues show. Brenda does a blues show to make people just get all nasty.
Yeah, nothing but the blues. Every Friday night from 9 until midnight Eastern Standard Time or Eastern Daylight Standard Time, however they want to put it. But, yes, we have an absolute ball. You know, I'm born and raised in Arkansas, so I'm considered a down in the Delta. And
yeah,
raised with the blues as well as country and western music. And listening to WDIA out of Memphis, Tennessee, was where we got the Barquets, Aretha Franklin, Rufus Thomas, Carla Thomas, Otis Redding. You know, that was the kind of music that we were raised on. And it's just
best
music
record
that will never, ever die.
Yeah.
And so, like Dave, I try to bring that back, and I play the blues that, as I remember it, Howlin' Wolf, Muddy Waters, all the great stuff, Denise LaSalle. So, yes, yeah, Friday night, nothing but the blues with your girl, Brenda Pearl, from 9 until midnight Eastern time, and I'm telling you, we have a ball.
Yeah.
As you well know, because she is always in the chat room turning it out. and we love you. You know, when I can't be in the chat room, when I'm putting songs in the queue and all sorts of things, Gaia is there to just pick up where I left off, and my God, she turns the chat room out. We absolutely adore you and adore having you there.
Oh, thank you. I enjoy it so much. I mean, it is. It just
yeah,
feels
we
like
keep
home.
The fun rolling, that's for sure.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, I think people would rather come and be in that chat room than to go out on a date.
Well.
Because we have so many good and hip and cool people that are just there to have a good time. And the conversation is always wild, interesting, crazy. We talk about love, sex, craziness, Rush Limbaugh, the Republicans. I talk about all of them.
Yep.
Now,
we cover the spectrum. We sure do.
Yes, we do. Mm-hmm. You know, getting ready to come back, you know, I moved to South Carolina in December, and I lived in Orlando 27 years. I cannot believe all of that stuff that came out of my house to put on that truck. But I am just about unwind and into my new house in South Carolina. So Jackie and I are getting ready to bring back our Tuesday night show, except we're going to 10 o'clock Eastern, 10 to midnight, for Let's Talk About It, our political talk show. And Jackie and I will inform you like you have never been informed. And we also let you know that when the Republicans are talking flat-out pimp talk to you, we won't let you be misled. You know, when they give us pimp talk, we're going to let you know. Also coming back on Wednesday nights from 8 to 10 is my gospel show, Words of Inspiration and Prayer from the Altar with Chess Record star Mitty Collier giving the sermons. So I will be back to my 4 days a week very soon, but you can always find us at Spreaker.com, the Brenda White shows, the David Caper shows, and DJ Tony Sanchez. That's the third leg of Spreaker's Triple Threat in full effect, and we do have a good time.
Yeah, I sure do. It's excellent, excellent. I tell people, join in. I don't care
if
you're from here to Jamaica,
not be
Canada,
sorry.
England. Yeah, and they have people from all over, y'all, from Australia.
All
England.
Over the world.
Yep.
We really do.
In.
From Australia, from Canada, from Brazil, the UK, you name it. We have people from all over the world in the chat room who have become family just like you, Gaia, and we absolutely adore it.
Yep, yep, yep. Well, y'all do some good shows. Can't help but
well, we appreciate it. Now, I know somebody else wants to tell about their shows. So let me get down the food line and get me some Caesar salad dressing for this Sunday meal, and I'll let somebody else do some talking. We appreciate you so much.
Oh, and thank you, Brenda and Dave, too, for calling in. I really appreciate that. And, hey, like I said, free advertising. Let's get it out there so more people know than already know, you know?
Absolutely. Well, you know, yes. Dave and I want you to do something. Make us a drop for your shows, okay, at Blog Talk, and then we can play them on Spreaker. And send traffic that. All right?
Oh, right.
Okay.
On.
All right.
Okay. Please do that. All right? Because we'll be glad to. You know, my mother instilled in me that if I want to be successful, help someone else be successful, and my success will come. And I really believe
amen.
That.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
amen.
So get us a couple of drops. We'll be glad to send people your way, too, baby.
Okay. I sure will.
Aww.
All right, we
sure
appreciate
will.
It. Y'all have a good Sunday evening.
Okay,
you too.
Thank you for calling
okay, Dolly.
In.
All
I'm
right.
delighted. All right, I'll talk to y'all soon. Love.
I love you too. And
okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
We've got producer Chauvinet on the line with us. Hello, Chauvinet.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Hello.
Okay. Well, we've got another call. Area code 503, you're on the line with Linus, Brenda, and Shaw. Who's this? Hello? Area code 503, you're on the line.
I know who you are, and I just want you to know, happy birthday tattoo on the air.
Oh, it's Ronnie.
Oh, goodness.
Okay, Ronnie.
Oh, happy birthday tattoo.
Oh, yes. Happy birthday tattoo. Well, anyway, what else? Brenda, was there anything? I know Lydia hasn't called in. Lydia has her pottery thing that she does.
Oh, yeah, her pottery guild. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
I hope she calls in about it.
Yeah, I think that's a good business. Okay. And can you think of any other? I mean, I'm just trying to think of some people also. That have businesses. Some of your concert promoter people, Shab, Guy, and some of those people?
Oh, if they go to Facebook, yeah. Cunlove has cspot.com. They do a lot of events for Seattle, Washington, or Washington State. And actually, he's national now. Gosh, he travels to the East Coast. He promotes a lot for Ciroc, the liquor Ciroc. He's in Oregon, California, New York, and DJ Uncle Guy. If you want a good DJ for any event, go to Facebook, look up DJ Uncle Guy, and trust me, he is very reasonable. He brings the music, keeps the crowd in a good, high positive mood. I mean, we always enjoy his events. You cannot go wrong.
Oh,
and
nice.
Also for my girl, Miss Jamila Wasampion, she has her own electrolysis business going as well, and you can look her up on Facebook. And her business is, and I know she's going to kill me because I'm getting ready to butcher this name, it's Anu, I believe, A-N-U-Y-O-U, electrolysis and makeup artistry. She also freelances as a makeup artist. Let me tell you people, okay, she can make a dog look like a prince. Or a princess. She makes miracles happen. Don't take offense to it, people. Sometimes you just don't look right. And she will bring you to full front where you will look like maybe the ugly duckling. But now, hey, you're modeling for America's Next Top Model. That's the kind of magic she works. So, you know, look her up.
For those times that you just don't look right, people, okay?
Yeah, some of y'all don't. Don't take offense. You just don't. And she will make you look like you are somebody. So look her up, Jamila Wasampion, Facebook, All New Electrolysis and Makeup Artistry. Look up Cun Love on Facebook if you want to learn about C-Spot, and Uncle Guy if you need a good DJ.
All right. Well, I also have another one, Kathy Ramsey. You can find her on Kathy Ramsey on Facebook, and she does jewelry, all kind of jewelry from necklaces, bracelets, rings. She also does stuff for church, for the Bibles, you know, to put in your Bibles to hold your place. I can't think what you call those right now, but she is very good, and it's Kathy Ramsey, and on Facebook. So look her up, and her prices are very reasonable, and she makes jewelry even for weddings, you know, or
yes.
for proms, young people who are going to proms. So I would definitely look her up. I bought a lot of her jewelry, and so have other people. Mm-hmm.
Oh, and her jewelry is beautiful. I mean, she made beautiful Super Bowl earrings. You know,
earrings.
When the
yep.
remember,
sure
yeah, when the Seahawks won the NFC Championship, and then when they won the Super Bowl. I mean, it's one of a kind, people. Trust me, you will not see this type of earring unless she's made it for you and another person.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Wow.
And let me also put a pitch out real quick for my girl, Sherry Gillard Collier. You can look her up on Facebook. She is an attorney that practices family law. I have sent some friends to her, and she is just beautiful. She tells you what time it is up front. She's reasonable in her price, and she fights for her clients to the bitter end. I have had nothing but positive feedback from the people I've sent to her. So, again, Sherry Collier Guard on Facebook if you need a good family law attorney.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, my goodness.
Well,
excuse me. And Judge Nicole Gaines, she is also an excellent attorney and judge. And if I'm not mistaken, is she running? Is she campaigning?
She's going to be running for Superior Court at the end of the year. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, you just look for that name, Judge Nicole Gaines. She is... Oh, my God, this woman is just awesome. Civil rights, administrative law. I believe she's dabbled in criminal law. But trust me, she fights for the people. You need a good attorney in your corner that listens to you, that fights for you and fights for the people and continuously participates in the community to create better paths for the generations behind her, the generations in front of her, for the elderly, for the children. This is the attorney you want on your side.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yep. She's
good
very
things
good.
For her about her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's very good. And so is don't forget Judge Crawford Willis.
Anita Crawford Willis
mm-hmm. mm-hmm.
is another excellent judge, also an attorney, but she presides now over administrative hearings. For AOH, a state agency. But she also is highly active with her alumni at Seattle University, also within the communities, ACLU, NAACP, Urban League. She is another fighter for her people, for the community, again, creating paths, especially for the generations, younger generations. She is one judge that constantly stays in contact with the youth and makes sure they take advantage of the opportunities that are open for us today, as in scholarships, grants, getting a better education, getting a job, getting a home, getting a car, building your credit, building your resume. This is a, Judge Crawford Willis, she is one hell of a mentor. You want a great path, you sit down and you talk to this woman, she will have you amazed within 5 minutes.
Hmm.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
She has done a lot, her and her family. Her dad
yes.
recently died, and he was big in the African American community.
Yes, especially
so,
in the churches
she,
too.
Yep, and she's still and she's carrying that banner on, the baton
mm-hmm.
on, keep it going.
She mm-hmm. is wonderful, wonderful woman.
Oh, and I also want to mention my friend Joan. If you've ever been on Facebook, it's Ebony Over 55 and Still Kicking. Joan, that is her website, and also Joan is from North Carolina, I think, or South Carolina, and she has a business of a sex shop with all kind of neat little things. About a year or so ago, we had her daughter on, and it stopped being funny because she was explaining some really interesting things to us about sex appliances. So anyway, Joan, you can find Joan on Facebook under Ebony Over 55. And ask her questions, but she has quite an array of products for women and men.
Yes.
Just
and tastefully to people.
Yeah, yeah. It is tasteful. not that raunchy.
It is. I want to put that out there. If you're looking for some snuff, S&M and all that, call someone else.
Mm-mm.
But if you're looking for a good professional excitement to add to your relationship or, you know, personal time, look her up.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, send me her website. No, I'm just playing.
I know. I'm sorry. No, but... I don't have a website for this.
I don't have a business yet, but I do have a couple of blogs and a website. The website is called Jims and Berry, and it's Jims and Berry, the darker the berry, the sweeter the juice. And it starts out with the front page. Every month is a featured poem. There's poetry there. You find links to Essence of Success, link to the other blogs, like Declaring My Doctorhood. So the blog Declaring My Doctorhood at WordPress.com, that's about the whole last year's journey of my, not just dissertation, but my journey completing my PhD in psychology. And Jims and Berry has links to Filmcology and to the BYO website. And also there's a little commercial thing where I feature different kinds of commercials that are interesting and noteworthy for a second look. So if you are interested in writing, poetry, somebody rambling on about being stuck in graduate prison hell, then go ahead. Check out jimsonberry.com, and you'll be able to access all the others.
Trust me, Brenda. People going to school these days, they will probably appreciate your website to understand they are not the only ones out here, either undergraduate, master's, PhD, going through hell and back trying to get it.
All the ups and downs. And it might actually help you if you are interested in getting your doctorate or your master's. You know, you can see some of the realism from my point of view. There, things do go up and down, but you just keep plugging away.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah. If you do have a website, folks, that you have a blog, an interesting blog, you have a website that you'd like to share, like people to know about, call in and let us know.
Oh, yeah, because we are definitely trying to get your business out there and get our local people on the map. We have a lot of great business adventures out here in Washington. Just got to get you out there. Give us a chance to advertise you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And across the nation, too.
Yeah. You never know. You might connect with somebody and go off on a different venture.
Yes,
absolutely.
Indeed.
Yeah.
I was trying to think. Also, just another little dib there for Brenda, Brenda White. She didn't tell you guys. She has a band, and she's been singing, and she's got CDs. So she forgot to tell you that part, but I'll tell it for her. Yeah, it's called Brenda White and the White Boys. Oh, yeah, it's very good. And if you go in and listen to her show, ask her to play that cut, No Mo. That's one of my favorites.
No Mo.
Okay. Mm-hmm. She done with that man and all that sand.
Has great energy. They both do.
Yes.
Great.
Oh, yes.
I mean, I would think if you're having a down day, which, you know, I should have been listening to them for the last year. This my PhD. I would imagine that they would just lift your spirits right on up over those obstacles.
Oh yeah. I can believe that. You can just feel their energy.
Oh yeah.
Oh, it's fun.
Well,
I'm telling
yeah,
you, I have to get you guys on there because it is hella fun. It really is. And if you're having love problems, then the last show is Tony Sanchez, Eyes of Storm. Girl, he plays some music, make you want to call somebody.
Hello.
Yeah, oh, that's
want to call somebody else.
Not sexual music, huh? What, Brenda?
Nothing. Keep going.
Okay, well,
you know we ain't right around here.
The phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's area code 646-727-2914. And we are on the air in the studio with Lennox, Brenda, and Shop about free advertising. So we're giving people the opportunity, y'all, call in. Tell us what your business, your website, your product, your band, or your network. Call in and share this, because this is an opportunity. People hear this program all around the world. So it's not just here in Washington or the United States. So make yourself known so that people, you know, will get in touch with you and might be just interested in your product.
And make sure right. you tell them you heard about the product on the Essence of Success.
Of Success, Radio. Yes. That's right. That's right.
Huh. We all
yeah.
get a little plug in here and there.
Yes,
yeah.
ma'am. Yeah.
I did want to say about the show coming up on Tuesday. The show coming up on Tuesday is called The Brilliance of Overcoming Obstacles. That's really important, folks, for you to... You've been following on somewhat on the Brilliance show. We have our, we talk about vision boards, and we talk about our self-talk, and we've talked about all those, the steps on getting to your goals. Well, obstacles come up for everybody. There might be an obstacle that's keeping you from calling in right now and advertising the show that you wanted everybody to hear about. But, you know, no worries, because I'm sure there'll be another one of these shows down the road, and you can, you know, contact us, and, you know, we might put a plug in there for you. Anyway, so obstacles are the things that help us grow. They are a SOB, but they help us grow. I had nothing but obstacles in February. I'll be talking about that, and I'm still pushing forward. Don't let obstacles take you out. Let them lift you up. All right.
Good one, Brenda. I like that.
Yeah, that like it's going to be a good show. Mm-hmm. Well, since we've got a few minutes here, there's no callers on, would you like for me to do a little bit of the entertainment news this week?
Oh, sure. I got a couple of funny stories, too, of News of the Weird. My Lord.
Yeah, let's hear some weird stuff.
Yeah. Come on with the weird.
Okay. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it's a website called newsoftheweird.com. That's a great website because it's stories you cannot possibly believe are true, but really are around the world. So we'll start with one called...
And let me put this waiver out. Can I put a little waiver
sure.
out there? She is not talking about your family, no matter how closely it resembles your family, or if your name comes up, including your Social Security number.
Yeah.
Put that caveat out there.
That's not our problem. We're just disclosing what News of the Weird has put out. So this one is titled Prison Blues. Norway's prison system is regarded as among the most inmate-friendly in the world, but convicted mass murderer Anders Breivik is still not impressed. Breivik, serving 21 years for the 2011 bomb and gun attacks that killed 77 people, may already enjoy amenities unheard of for a comparable American murderer, but he sent wardens 12 demands in November, including an upgrade of his manual typewriter and his PlayStation 2. To a PlayStation 3 with better access to game selection. He also demanded that his weekly government allowance, equivalent of $49, be doubled, and said if the torture of his living conditions is not relieved, he would be forced into a hunger strike. Breivik threatened a similar strike in 2012, citing inhumane conditions such as cold coffee and lack of skin moisturizer and insufficient butter for his bread. Damn it, prisoners, they want the real shit, okay? Don't no one want that fake-ass margarine? Give them real butter.
It sounds to me like he ought to just go ahead and, you know, lose a few pounds. I mean, I could lose a few pounds, but I know I wouldn't be doing a hunger strike under those conditions.
Okay, because... I don't have my eczema, or not, was it Noxzema? Hey, I need my skin moisturizer. I'm not mad. In the continuing crisis, following alarm reports, the Ohio Attorney General's Office began working with the Ohio Veterinary Medical Association in December to be vigilant for pet owners who might be commandeering their dogs' and cats' painkillers for their own use. Worse, other reports suggested that some owners were deliberately injuring their pets just to obtain the drugs. Really, people? Really?
Damn.
Yeah.
Damn.
Hot.
Desperate.
I used to work in vet offices, and I'm just going to say this. Some of the things that they use for animals have other little weird fillers in them that can make humans very sick.
Yeah.
So don't quit.
Okay. Gosh, people, get a grip. The Super Bowl may be the holy grail for Las Vegas sporting gambling, but outside the United States, horse racing, soccer, and surprisingly, pro tennis dominate. Tennis provides bettors with 19,000 matches a year compared to 1,200 NBA games, 2,400 Major League Baseball games, and fewer than 300 NFL games. With betting on 400,000 individual games and even on individual points, of which there are nearly 2.5 million, according to a January New York Times dispatch from Melbourne, Australia. In January's Australian Open, a routine fourth-round women's match between players ranked 9th and 28th in the world attracted more than $4 million in wages on just the first set. Woo! See, I knew there was a reason why I like tennis. But, you know, we're so hooked on our own gambling here, I really don't think of betting on, well, horse racing, yeah. But soccer and tennis, I honestly didn't think people bet on those. But, duh,
well,
they
soccer,
do.
Well, soccer, yeah, because soccer's worldwide. Yeah, I can believe that on soccer.
That's pretty much a sign of the fact that you're not a gambler.
Yeah, because I sure did. I was like, wow, really? And close enough for government work, Claire Lely, weary of her three-flight front walk, demanded a wheelchair ramp on her government-subsidized house in England for her daughter, Seven, who has suffered from bulbar palsy since birth. And the West Council came through promptly. A front yard-dominating concrete platform was built in January, costing the equivalent of $67,000, consisting of a 10-level snake-style series of ramps with steel railings. Not only does navigating the snake take time, but Lally now complains that the ramp has been taken over by neighborhood kids on a skateboard run. Oh, my God.
Good.
Oh, my God. Poor lady. No, it's not good. That woman was asking for a ramp for her daughter in a wheelchair. And instead, she gets a snake ramp that the kids are skating board down. Poor thing. Oh, God, that poor child.
No legs on a skateboard. With some braces and scoot her down.
Oh, my gosh, poor thing. And on higher intelligent confrontations, following an evening of heavy drinking, according to police in Russia, Sverdlovsk region, which I probably butchered, in January, a former school teacher, 52 years old, was charged with fatally stabbing his host, 67-year-old man, during a dispute over whether poetry or prose is the more important literary form.
For
people, if you...
Don't laugh. The people in those areas are wild. I mean, when I was in high school, I had a college professor who taught college writing, and my humanities professor who taught things like Shakespeare, blah, blah, blah. They sat in the office arguing about, because I posed this question, you know, you told me this question was wrong, but then this person said that this particular sentence was correct. And they sat there arguing about it, where it got really heated. And finally, the principal said, I think it's time for you two to go to your classroom. And I said, before you go, I just want to point out, you two are arguing, and yet you expect me to submit something, and you don't even agree.
And there you go.
Professors, yeah. Those people get nuts.
Yes, apparently. I mean, you're out here pop, 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 popping off. Goodness gracious.
Yeah.
Story number two, one Russian man shot another non-fatally with rubber bullets in the town of Rostov on dawn in September in an argument over theories of German philosopher Immanuel Kant.
I've read Kant, too.
Yes.
Oh, well,
you know, all college students have to deal with Kant, I think.
Yeah.
But you saying that they were arguing over Kant's philosophy or Kant compared to someone else?
No. Just his theories. That's all.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's theories over there overseas. Story number three. Nadja Svensson, 22 years old, was charged on Christmas Eve in Londonderry, New Hampshire, a night with clear skies, apparently, with stabbing her father in the chest during bickering over the position of the Big Dipper.
Are you serious? Come on. She gonna stab her daddy over some stars up in the sky? She need her ass whooped. Shit.
Sure
Come
did.
On.
They get serious about that.
Okay, thanks for the reminder that I must complete my degree, Shab. I must complete my degree.
And in the story under Unexplicable, the first ever skydive by Mackenzie Wethington, 16 years old, in Chickasha, in Oklahoma, in January was bad. A tangled parachute that opened halfway with the girl unable to reach the emergency chute, she fell into a spiraling free fall from 3,500 feet and landed with a thud, but somehow survived. Mackenzie had shattered vertebrae, a split in half pelvic bone, two broken ribs, tooth loose, and various internal injuries. Said her sister Megan to doctors and nurses, quote, she obviously hit the ground, but she did not hit the ground because God caught her. Well, there
what?
You go.
Don't come here
okay.
with that Cheryl shit. That shit.
That's
Lord
all I can
help
say.
Me.
And this is another reason why you have to go all the way, Brenda. You have to go
I'll
all
say,
the way.
So she's basically saying, my sister didn't hit the ground, but God caught her and broke her in a million pieces.
Well, God did catch her all the way. He might have let her slip a little bit.
Or maybe God was a little frustrated with little girl on that jump, something. Whatever you said to God before you made that jump, maybe you shouldn't say it again.
That's
God's
going to
crumple
people.
You up like a foil wrap.
Okay. Be faithful. You're just alive. My goodness.
Well,
and alcohol. An alcohol hammer, Troy Prockett, 37 years old, was arrested in January near Hudson, Massachusetts, after his car spun out of control on Interstate 290 and he fled on foot. Pursued by state troopers who followed him to a tree, which he had climbed to about 30 feet up. Playing innocent, Prockett asked if the troopers had yet, quote, caught the guy who was driving, unquote. The driver was still loose, Prockett said, even though only one set of footprints led to the tree. But Prockett explained that was because the real driver was carrying him piggyback. Finally, as firefighters were arriving to climb after him, Prockett, according to the troops' report, rambled on about being an owl.
Being an owl.
An owl, yeah, because he was in the tree. You can't make this stuff up, people. I'm telling you, these stories are real. Gotta love it. Mm-hmm. And under least competent criminals, Andre Bacon, 21 years old, was arrested in February in the Cragen neighborhood in Chicago after police said he tried to carjack a woman who was about to get in the car in her garage. The woman gave up her keys but ran out and closed the door as she left, locking Bacon in the garage with no way out. Police arrived minutes later, find Bacon seating meekly in the driver's seat.
Damn. I'm telling you.
I got just there, and he went, damn.
Might as well stay here. And the headline read, man arrested allegedly trying to sell stolen brains at Dairy Queen. David
what?
Charles, 21 years old, was charged in Indianapolis in January with arranging the deal of involving 60 jars of mental patients' brains, some from the 1800s, stolen from the Indiana Medical History Museum. The buyer, actually an undercover cop, had agreed to meet him at Dairy Queen.
Oh, what? What are they going to do with the brains? That is sick.
Well, you know, they sell human parts on the black market.
They're worth a lot of money.
Yeah,
the way
on the black market.
Intact. Yeah, they're worth a lot of money. They're historical from the 1800s. I mean, and it's also for study purposes. But what I'm sort of tripping over is you couldn't figure out a better place to meet with a bunch of brains in jars than at a Dairy Queen.
Hey, it's fast food. Get it your way.
I mean, go to a park and put that junk in a trunk.
I hear you. Yeah. I do. I hear you. But see, again, least competent. That's what he gets. Stupid.
I would have thought there was some kind of. I would have thought there was some kind of undercover something when the police officer says, "Hey, why don't we just meet at the McDonald's?" Or maybe I'll buy you an ice cream cone and we'll talk terms. Come on.
Yeah, I would have questioned that too. I would have think we'd meet somewhere in a dark alley where there's preferably no cameras. I mean, just food for thought. Driver Leon Humphreys, upset at the minor traffic ticket that he had received, demanded in December that magistrates in the town of Bury St. Edmunds in England allow him to employ the ancient tradition of trial by combat, in which he would fight someone from the DMV over the righteousness of the ticket using samurai swords, Gurkha knives, or heavy hammers. Despite Humphrey's insistence that the tradition is still valid under European and human rights legislation, the magistrates declined his offer and, in fact, upped his fines and court costs. And those people are the stories of the news of the weird. Again, that's what you get, dummy.
Are you sure it's not stories of the insane or stories of the stupid? Perpetually
maybe a little
stupid?
Bit of both. Just a little bit of both.
Every time you read that stuff, I'm just like, Lord, where do they find this stuff? Where?
Well, I can do a couple of quick stories on entertainment news.
Well, okay. Real quick, hold on real quick for my golfers.
Okay.
The end of sports. Yes, the PGA today, the Honda Classic, started February 27th and ends today, March 2nd. They're at Palm Beach Gardens in Florida, and the purse is $6 million. Damn. I'm like, go ahead with your bad self. And so far, number one is Russell Henley. He has completed the course. He is number one under 8 par. Russell next is number two. I'm not quite sure where he is at, but he's under par, number two. Ryan Palmer was actually leading. Now he's number three with 8 under par. And Rory McIlroy is under 8 par in fourth place. So, Russell Henley, number one, America, is the champ. Well, excuse me. Right now, he's completed all his 18 holes. He looks to be number one, but all of them aren't done yet, so we'll see.
Is that a Nicholas Palmer descendant? Do you know?
Ryan Palmer? Mm. That I do not know. I can find out for you, though.
Huh.
But I will say this was one that Tiger Woods did horrible. Horrible. But apparently he has back pains, too. So I think he ended up bowing out, if I'm not mistaken, because he was like, yeah, he withdrew. That's what it was, because he was in second place. He is just, they said this is one of his worst matches so far.
Well, if he's in pain, he can't do very good golfing then, you know.
Well, no, and I think that's what they were saying is why his game was so bad is because of
Because of his back.
Back injuries, yeah. Now, what did you say, Brenda? You asked if he was related to Arnold Palmer?
Yeah. If he was descended.
No, they're not related.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And then for NBA,
Arnold Palmer when I was a little girl because my mom, she's 84, she'll be 84 this year. Golfer since I remember, as long as I can remember. And the only thing that was great to me about golfing was when we got to drive the little golf carts and one time I went a little happy and it bounced and Mom almost fell off the back. It's like, but it was sure a good little round. It was one of those hills that were really great where, you know, if you really build up speed, you get a little bit airless.
Mm-hmm.
Good Lord. Come on.
And for you NBA folks, the third quarter, the Warriors are beating the Raptors 75-72, and the Knicks lost to the Bulls, damn, 109-90. Now the Mavericks are playing the Spurs tonight, the Hawks are playing the Suns, the Bobcats are playing the Thunders, the 76ers are playing the Magic, and Jazz are playing the Pacers.
Hmm.
And there's your games for the NBA of today.
All right. Well, sounds like you let us get like a couple more minutes.
Yeah. So what's up with the entertainment news, girlfriend?
Well, just a couple of quickies.
The triple cheeseburger that's $2. and a large drink to go.
You know what, Ronnie?
Go.
Happy birthday tattoo.
Yes.
No, tell me. He wants a hamburger. Did you want that supersized, Ronnie? We can supersize.
Mm-hmm. What about four brains?
Oh, that is hilarious.
Hot mess.
Only know what you're going to hear on this show, I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yes, and
well,
is that the
quick.
Fact that they were trying to do with those brains at that fast food is because they're trying to get with the brain freeze.
Oh my gosh!
Did he say
I thought
wrong.
That's what somebody
freeze.
Was gonna. I thought Sal was gonna go there. Only it was just bad.
Yeah. No need for me to go there.
So, Roddy, the next time you go to Burger King or whatever, look around the
table. It's Dairy Queen.
Oh, Dairy Queen.
Mm-hmm. You got to get your fast food restaurants correct now. We talking about brains here. We ain't talking about livers. You go to McDonald's for livers. You go to Dairy Queen
and
for brains.
And this is why I cook at home most of the time. Okay?
Wow. Heck yeah, because you don't know what you're eating. Shoot, they're putting fingers in chilies, and now they're selling brains at Dairy Queen.
Oh, mm-hmm. Ew.
That's Ronnie's body.
A nice little commercial, him and Tattoo hitting the Burger King, huh?
I'll watch it. Anything on entertainment news, Miss Linus?
Well, no, we're just kind of coming down to the wire now, so.
Oh, okay.
Have you guys seen that video, that YouTube video with the little baby that was holding on to his mom's face, newborn baby, holding on to his mom's face, and he was calm. Still, they tried to pull him away, and that little baby, newborn baby, was grasping mom's face, and like,
no.
Yeah, look it up on YouTube. Newborn baby, you know, refuses to leave mom. And the mom was speaking to the baby, just calmly speaking to the baby. And they were trying to, you know, clean him up to want to take him. But he was just, he had his head couched up next to her face. And he was just like, okay, everything's okay as long as I can stay right here.
Aww.
It was the most horrible video I have ever seen.
Oh, I'll have to check it out. Thanks for mentioning it.
Yeah. It's just the way he grabs the baby. You know what? I just don't think they should take babies away so quickly.
Yeah.
Let them take some time with mommy.
Enjoy some loving. Aww.
Yeah. And you get acclimated to this new creepy world where it's cold.
They already mad.
Yeah.
Took them out that nice little warm spot.
Anyway, that was it. I'm out.
Nope.
Any closing
Nothing
meetings?
Else from you, Counselor?
No.
Okay.
No,
I'm good.
We'll probably do entertainment news next week.
Okay.
Yeah. Because we're coming to a close. Thank you, everyone that called in to advertise, and also thank you, Shab and Brenda, for talking about some products, too. So we'll be back next Sunday. Now, next Sunday's show is going to be about poetry. And we haven't done poetry in a long time. We had quite a few men call in on one show.
Sure did.
Poetry. So next Sunday will be poetry, and we invite everyone, adult and children. You can call in and read your poem. And then don't forget Tuesday.
Something.
Yeah, don't forget Tuesday. Turn in at 11 o'clock for Brenda's show, Bring Your Own Brilliance. Okay. Thank you for being with us today. We're going to call it an evening. Ciao.
Good
Have
show.
A good night.
Night.
Brenda.
Bye-bye.
All right. Good night, everyone. Be safe. And remember to share the love.